You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee. The show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio, I've got Miss Ronnie V.
Hey, y'all.
Vanny V. And I've got Miss C. I've got Miss C.
Oh, he's changing this.
No, I'm not changing
yes,
it.
Are.
No, I'm not
yes,
at
are.
All.
Yes,
I am not.
Well, I ain't here.
Okay. Well, let's get right into it. So, y'all know Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey are on tour this summer, right?
Supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. No, they are. They
oh,
are
I thought
on
he
the,
pulled out.
Oh, no, they are on the tour.
He's still living.
Excuse me?
He was on Good Morning
say
America.
Say you, say me. And not only that, but
I know he was still
oh, what a feeling when we're dancing. No, I used to love me some Lionel Richie.
I think you just put two songs together.
No, it's two different songs. Say You, Say Me from White Nights, mm-hmm. and Dancing on the Ceiling was from
yeah,
nothing.
But I'm talking
it
about
just
that
was
first sentence you said with it. First line.
Oh, what a feeling when we're dancing on the ceiling.
Yeah,
that's
but the, that ain't the
yes, it
to
is. Them. Anywho. There is some debate about whether or not she's opening for him or if they are co-headlining the tour. See, I heard it's his tour and she's opening. But Mariah Carey is a gigantic star.
And I heard it was hers. And he
no,
was
it's definitely not hers. I know for sure it was his and he asked her to, you know, now, again, whether or not she's opening for him or not, I don't know. But I was listening to the Ricky Smiley morning show. You know, I love Ricky Smiley in the morning. And they were talking about how bad Mariah Carey sounded.
What?
Yes, they were talking about she must have been in Atlanta mm-hmm. The night before or something. And they were talking about how terrible she sounded.
Yeah.
And so the Brat, didn't Mariah Carey and the Brat do a song together?
The Brat?
Yes, I think so. Well, anyway, the Brat, was who is evidently a fan of hers, defended her to the utmost. I mean, the Brat was like really getting ready to fight somebody
really?
Over Mariah. I think her and the Brat had a hit out. I think I remember, I'll find it, but I think so. But here's my take on this. Mariah Carey doesn't have to prove anything to anyone at this point. You know
That's
what I mean?
Right.
I mean, she's Mariah Carey, and she has solidified her place in music history.
You forgot Mariah Cray Cray Carey.
Well, we're not talking about how cray cray she is, but I mean, she is, I mean, she's, you know.
And what songs do Lionel Richie have that he is doing a tour? When the last time he even
all his old songs? But, you know, he started doing some country things too.
Fun, fresh.
Pump your brakes. Did you just say?
Yes.
Let me tell you something about. See, you young. You ain't that young, but you're young.
I was in y'all era.
Then you should know about Lionel Richie.
I know about him, but for him to have a tour, like.
I would so go see Lionel Richie.
Is he in a wheelchair?
No, he is not. He's had a couple of facelifts, but he still looks like a lion. He still looks like a lion.
Do his knees knock together when he walks?
I don't think
yeah.
so. Lionel Richie still
has.
Looks good to be his
yeah,
age.
He does.
Now. He really does.
He does.
But getting back to MC, she has solidified her place in history. I mean, most artists can really only dream to have the kind of career Mariah Carey has. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nothing that she really, to me, has to prove to anyone. Did you see that picture when she, you know, she's still wearing those leotards? You know how they're wearing the bejeweled leotards on stage? I don't know what she looked like. She looked like a
too.
Horse. Like she, I mean, you know
well,
how.
A lion, seahorse. A lion and a horse. That would be a very good opening. All they need now is the Tin Man and.
But I was like, ooh, Mariah, you need to take that off.
Well, how old is Mariah?
Mariah Carey is, I mean, she's young. Yeah, no.
Yeah, she should.
No, Mariah Carey's like a year older than me. She's like 47, 48.
50s.
No, 47, 50. 48.
How old is Drumline?
Who was Drumline?
Her
ex-husband?
Oh, she's like at least 5 or 6 years older than he
is. Okay, how old is he?
I don't know.
He's 40-something.
I don't know. Yeah, Mariah Carey is about 47, 48 years old. Trust
Stop
me.
Subtracting.
That no, means, she
I
is.
I bet she's every bit of 51.
But here, but now, even though I say she's a icon and she solidified her place.
Said she's a horse.
I do, however, think that sometimes it's good just to bow out gracefully, you know, and understand.
To stop while you
to
good.
Understand yeah. that maybe it's time for you to do something else. Because when you get to the point to me where you're not selling the kind of albums you used to sell, really your voice. I mean, have you heard her? I mean, yeah. Her voice is yes. nothing
yeah.
like
and
it.
She forgets. She's forgotten a lot of her.
Has she really?
Yes. They were talking about that.
Yeah, but when you have as many songs as.
You're supposed to know
Mariah. Well, no. So? If you had as many songs as Mariah has, sometimes you might forget
a
lyric
or two.
Well, they're not my songs, and I know them.
You do not know every Mariah Carey song.
I know every song that K-Leg has ever
anyway,
made.
Anyway, so sometimes it's time to bow out gracefully and do something else. Like, if you want to stay in the business, maybe, like, you should start, like, a record label or something. Or start, like, a management company so that you can maybe tutor or, you know, the careers, mm-hmm. you know, of other artists that are up and coming.
Well, Jay-Z got a record
yeah,
coming
but Jay-Z
on and he's still doing
He hasn't
stuff.
Fell off. Jay-Z is going to sell albums.
This is the first time Jay-Z have made something in a long time.
Well, because
time.
He, you know, he said, you know he what?
Been home
he's been
on the
projects.
Elevator. Yeah.
No, he has not. He has been doing other projects, supporting his wife and getting her pregnated.
He's got Tidal. That's a huge thing for Jay-Z's Tidal. The streaming service, that's he owns that. So it's huge. And so even Jay-Z isn't doing music full time now. It's like at some point to me, you know.
Puffy
still isn't doing music now really full time. You know, he's gone on to do other things. So I think sometimes, and I think that what has happened is that some of these artists are trying to recapture old glory. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you trying to.
Lionel Richie.
Mm-hmm. No, see. Yeah,
how can you say that about Mariah and don't tell Lionel to sit down?
Got a new Patty. One out. Yeah, Patty. Patty should have sat down a long time ago. When she first started screaming, she should have sat down.
Well, she's been screaming all her life.
No, she hasn't. Well, I used to could understand. Patty, to me, songs are like Jane Brown songs end up being before he stopped singing. Hey. You couldn't understand them. You can't understand a word Patty says. And Patty don't know her word. And the only thing Patty do is holler. Yeah, I said holla, Patty. Yeah.
You're a hater.
You just keep making them pies and sat down.
You're hating
somewhere.
On Patty. You're hating on Patty.
She has
LaBelle.
Been screaming and flying from the beginning.
I will say this about her. I like Patty more when she was with Philadelphia International.
Yeah.
When she was doing like Love, Need, and Want You, Babe, yeah. and If Only You Knew, that kind of stuff. Which is the same song, I think. But I liked her more when she was doing that kind of stuff. And so.
You know, Patty got her old little young tenderoni.
Yeah, well, he was her drummer.
And he's drumming them hips.
He was her drummer.
He is patting them cakes.
But Patty cakes. But Mariah, I will say this now. Mariah has started her own record label under Epic Records, and it's called Butterfly MC. So, but I just think that she might just come out with an album every 3 or 4 years just to say, I ain't dead.
Yeah.
You know, and not try to be touring and, you know, but.
I mean, but how can you say that and not say the same about Lionel Richie?
Well, because.
He's just as old as she is.
But Lionel hasn't fallen off.
He still sounds the same.
Are you crazy?
When the last time he has done anything?
Lionel Richie had a gigantic country album about 3 years ago.
Yeah. It was good, too.
It was ginormous. Yes.
3 years is a long time.
Doesn't matter. Mariah Carey
hasn't had anything
She hadn't had nothing ginormous in I don't know how long.
So why he linked up with her then?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they saw each other out.
Then he said that he asked her to come on the tour?
He did. He asked her to.
Okay, so he trying to help her out.
Well, you know, animals of a feather flock together. So lions, horses.
I don't think that's right.
You know.
I really don't think that's right. Y'all heard this story about this 4-year-old boy that got sent home from school because he had long hair?
Yeah.
So 4-year-old Jabaz Oates is his name, mm-hmm. was sent home from Barbers Hill Kindergarten School in Houston, Texas, because his hair was too long. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the school has a policy against boys with long hair. Mm-hmm. Now, I did a little bit of research about this, and their family, they are Indians. Mm-hmm. And in the Indian culture, having long hair is a symbol of strength.
Why?
So the mother is saying, I'm not cutting his hair.
And it's pretty. Have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah. But he looks like a little girl.
He does look like a little girl.
And my thing is,
but his hair, I could see if his hair was wild and all over the place.
No, it's not.
It's long and wavy.
But why would you want your son to look like a little girl? If he grows up and wants to let his hair grow, which, you know, I have a thing against men with long hair when you're grown. I don't think no grown man should have long hair.
Well, he's not grown. He is a
child. No, but I'm just saying. But I'm just saying, you know, if he wants to grow his hair out when he's, you know, older, okay.
But what if he want to grow his hair out now?
Well, he's 4. I don't think he cares. You know what he's going to care about?
It has been told to him.
I just told you that it was a symbol.
It has been taught to him that this is what it symbolizes. So this is his culture. This is not a fad that he's trying to make a statement or anything. This is what his uncles and father and
his
grandfather
than his mama's,
you know.
Well, she refuses to cut his hair, and the school says that they will refuse to allow him to attend. So what is she gonna do?
She can homeschool
him. She might be able to do that, but mm-hmm. by the time she can get all the paperwork and all that stuff, she'll be in jail.
So everybody walk around that school bald headed.
The boys have, you know,
their hair is cut right at the ears.
Right, they can't have like long hair like a little girl.
Well, he need to go to another school. It's real simple.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that little town that they live in. Where's this? Oh, Houston. That's huge.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's Well, maybe she doesn't want to drive all the way around the city to take him to school.
I think the only thing she needs to do is plait it. Just put one long.
Well, she tried to put it in a bun. She said
it still be long.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be long.
It's not really that long. It's like. Right there.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
And that is pretty.
It is pretty, but they have a policy. And so, you know, so I just wonder if she's going to try to take it further than that.
Wasn't the policy enforced when he started the school?
He had hair.
Maybe he didn't maybe his hair was not that long.
Yeah, It had to be. Do you see how long it is?
Well, why didn't they tell him from there? Well,
exactly.
Well, he showed up on the first day of school, and they sent him home.
Oh, the first day.
Yes, he showed up on the first day of school. And they, I don't know. And they sent him home. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I wonder if she's going to try and, you know, because, well, you weren't here last week, but remember the Ninth Circuit Court? Remember the black girl with the dreads?
Yeah.
I remember they took the job offer back.
I was here that when it was 2 weeks ago.
You weren't here for that.
We talked about that two shows ago.
Oh,
because we were saying, did she come to the interview like that?
Oh, yeah. Well,
he tried to call. He tried it, y'all. He tried it.
If the Ninth Circuit Court upheld that, they might uphold this.
I thought they agreed with the employer.
No, ma'am. They told her that the company has a right, because it's their policy, to rescind their offer.
Okay, so they agreed with the employer, like I said.
Yes, they agreed with the employer side, yeah. Uh-huh. But this is different. So they would probably agree with the school, because it's still hair. I mean, you know, it's their policy, so I don't know.
I really don't see what hair has to do with the dress code. I really don't.
I guess it depends on, you know, how it's it kept? Because, you know, some people's dreads can look mighty shabby.
I'm talking about that little boy. Maybe his hair is longer than the principal's and her hair is short.
Or his.
And they know hers. And their feelings. Some people get like that. Long hair don't care.
I don't think so. I
struggle. You know what I'm saying? I struggled in life. Like, I had to wait till I got older to cut my hair, because my mom wouldn't let me cut my hair.
Really?
And I think it was very unfair. I didn't cut my hair, my first haircut, until my 12th grade year.
Why did you want to cut your hair?
Well, you know,
styling.
You know, different trends.
Oh, cut it like, I remember you having that lopsided hairstyle.
That was about 11th or 12th grade. She wouldn't let me do it. You know, I always had long hair to my shoulders, mm-hmm. and just all I can do is put it up in a ponytail. You remember Lamont used to do the ball ponytail right. mini t-shirt?
Yeah.
And everybody was getting all these asymmetrical styles and stuff, and I couldn't do it. And it was very unfair.
Well, what was the reason?
Very upset about this.
What you going to do about it?
What was the reason?
Very.
What was the reason?
Who going to check me, boo?
But yet, when these Jerry curls came out,
oh,
she found a need to put
did we not curl. All have a yes. Jerry curl?
Well, at least they won't dry up.
No,
we
see,
never had no dry.
No,
one.
We didn't. We kept the soul glow. We kept the soul glow by the bed.
We were.
But I like the gel though better than the spray. You know,
we didn't have the gel.
Yes, we did have gel. Well,
we had S curl activator.
Well, yeah, spray I don't know. Too. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right with us. You are listening to This Is How We See. Hey, thanks for coming back with us, talking today with Ronnie V and Miss C. In 1979, a Greensboro man by the name of Otis Hardy, Otis, you know that's an old
Otis
man.
Lee.
Otis is a Otis the Cabbage Lee. Patch yes. Kid. His name was
ain't
Otis.
Ain't got no hair,
right.
Ain't got no something.
What?
Ain't it? Got no hair, but he don't care. Girl, Otis Lee.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that.
Otis Hardy went to prison for armed robbery. He was given 2 life sentences for the crime. Now, 2. Now, you got 2 life sentences for armed robbery. 1 is enough.
Well, you know, but one you long time ago, like in 70-something, a life sentence was like 20 years.
Well, 20 years is enough. I mean, he didn't kill nobody. I mean, 20 years is enough to be in prison for armed robbery.
That's right.
But, you know, but anyway, so before he went to prison, he was a known racist and did not like white people. He despised white people. While he was in prison.
Is he black?
He's black. While he was in prison, a guard found out that he was organizing card games for money and threatened to turn him in if he didn't go to a Christian service in the prison cafeteria.
So what did he do, kill him?
Yeah, I don't know. So, of course, he went because, you know, you find out you're going to get some more charges and stuff. Mm-hmm. He said that in that service, 2 white men took the time to pray for him and it changed his life forever.
Why?
He said that the people who blessed him were the people he hated. And so now he's a changed man.
There you go, Otis.
He does not hate anyone now. And I just thought that, you know, being in the climate that we're in now and, you know, talking about racism and all that stuff, that was a really good story that you can change.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know how, why he became racist. He is an older guy, so maybe something happened to him in the 60s or something like
learned
that.
Learned behavior.
But, you know, but yeah, so I thought that was pretty
praise
cool.
Praise God.
Thought that was pretty cool. Now he's having like Bible studies and helping, you know, other inmates and
yeah,
things
he's
like
still
that,
gonna be. So.
He's just trying to get some of their canteen. Cause they get more than him. He's trying to make friends with white people because they got.
He's
more.
Not in prison anymore.
Oh, he out.
He's,
oh,
out. He's out. Yes, he's out.
He's out.
He's out.
When did he get out?
Oh, well, it didn't give me the date, but he's out. So.
And he's still meeting with white folks.
Yes, he's
there
still meeting with people.
That ain't nothing but God, Otis. Nothing but God.
That's the truth. But it just goes to show you that, you know, you can change that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to go your whole life, you know.
You see the little thing on Facebook? It's a white boy and a black girl. They're like 7 or 8.
I love it. I love it.
And she was like, I'm going to post these pictures throughout their whole life.
I love it. Yes.
It is so cute. Clayton. For real.
I remember them being from North Carolina. Not the one she's talking
so
about.
It is so cute. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It won't do on her birthday, and he gave her, the little girl is black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he gave her a birthday present.
And she said, open the present. She came back and kissed
him. Yeah, from Clayton, North Carolina.
I don't think that's that right. So yes, I'm going to have to do some research on that.
Some,
I don't
but
think
they
that's
from
right.
Clayton, North Carolina.
But yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that. And that's just how you can tell that this behavior is learned.
Oh, yeah.
These children don't know how to hate and stuff like that. It's something else. Listen up, North Carolinians who have Blue Cross and Blue Shield as your insurance provider.
Me.
50,000 of you will be made to switch to an Affordable Care Act plan in 2018.
I can't afford it now.
Which will make your premiums go up significantly. So if I were you, I would call Blue Cross Blue Shield and see if you are one of the ones that will have to switch.
How do they know?
Well, you know, Blue
because
Cross
they know
Blue
that
Shield
going
pays
up.
My health premium.
Well, some 50,000 of you will be forced to go to an Affordable Care Act plan.
It's not me. I rebuke you. It is not me. I refuse.
What in the world?
I refuse these I'm allegations. Just saying, I'm just ma'am, we done came too far for this. I refuse.
Well, I don't know.
I'm going to get me some Medicaid somewhere.
I don't know. You're going to get you some Medicaid? I know that's right.
Oh, it's hard to get Medicaid now. You got
is it really? Yeah.
Nothing is free now. Not even your food.
Oh, you can bleed it. You can bleed it. As Cud and Tony say, you can believe it. So,
Roadblock.
What's Roadblock? I never heard that before.
Well, he about to cut your book in spades. Roadblock.
Really? I'm going to get me.
Right. Tony going to be okay. What did he say? I'm going to
get me. Tony going to get him.
I tell you.
Shout out to Cud and Tony.
Yeah, getting ready to have a baby.
Yeah.
Almost 50 years old trying to have a baby.
50 years old having churns.
Yeah. I said, you couldn't pay me to have another youngin'.
But she's not 50. She's very young. She's in her 20s.
Yes.
So she's prime.
Yeah.
She's older
than her mama.
Shut up.
He is older than the mama and a couple of years shorter than grandma.
Wait a minute. Couldn't Tony all is right. older?
Y'all leave him alone.
Than his baby mama?
Yeah, baby mama? Mama?
Oh, my God. I bet he going to have something on his hands.
I tell you. I think, you know what? I've been thinking about this because my little nephew, Caleb, so he comes up to my job a couple of days ago, right?
Did he drive? How did he get up there?
He came with his mom.
Oh, okay.
And it scared me, right? So I came from around the customer service desk and he grabbed my legs. And I didn't know what that, because he's so little, I didn't know even a little human was on the other side. Because I was about to kick him because I thought it was a dog had got into the store. So I was a little shook. So I had to play it off. Mm-hmm. So he comes to me, he said, Auntie, I got to ask you something. I said, what is it, nephew? He started laughing. It's a secret.
He four, right?
Yeah. I said, well, what is it that you want? When you gonna have a baby.
What?
I like threw him on the floor. His mom over there laughing. I said, when who gonna have a baby? Let me tell you, if I meet me.
You should have said, looking at you is birth control. That's what you should have said to Caleb.
You couldn't do it. 19 and 12 years old, I refuse.
I know, right?
To have a. To
Can you
infant.
Imagine? That's no. why I don't understand. You know, I mean, look, you know, you have children when you want to have children, mm-hmm. but at this point in my life, if I were ever to get married, I'd have to adopt.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me, 46 years old, being awakened at 2 o'clock in the morning with a baby crying?
Exactly.
That wouldn't be
And
happening.
Adopting. I'm scared. I might get Satan's child.
I know, right?
You don't know what DNA is in that youngin'.
You, might, right, you might have to do private adoptions, though.
I don't know.
There are such things. But I would have to say, you know what? I don't want no trouble cheerings.
You gotta start off about 11?
I would probably
no baby,
I
baby.
Would probably start no late oh no. Probably 8 or 9, somewhere around my nephew's age. Mm-hmm. So he could, you know, have
he can terrorize him.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yes. It would be, you know,
lock
probably
him in
around
the closet.
There.
Lock him up in the closet. Where not true. Is your cousin? Oh, no.
And he banging on the door. But, I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that Beyonce hired 6 nannies for her twins? 6.
She got the money.
Yeah, you know, you can't expect.
But how you going to have these children and not attend to them and raise them yourself, nannies? But you having these
Is
children.
Is she going back on the road right now?
I don't know. But even so, 6 nannies, that's a bit much. I said 2, but somebody said maybe 4 because at night, so you need a nanny at night. Mm. And maybe when she's on the road during the day, like if she's touring, if she's.
But it's
if
too she's, early.
I see, that's what I'm saying.
You know, let me tell you, Beyonce, look for something in the mail because I'm going to send you something, okay?
Hold on. Beyonce, I'm going to be looking for something in the mail.
Look at this.
Yeah, check. Wait, go on.
Beyonce, okay. I'm going to send you this movie. I want you to look at it real good. Uh-huh. It's called The Hands That Rock the Cradle, okay? Take care of your children by yourself when they that small. You don't want nobody else breast milk on them
That's
children's
the
breasts.
That is true. That is true.
Take care of your own child.
Have y'all ever seen The Hand That Rocks the Cradle?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Rebecca De Mornay. She was crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. She tried to take them people's churns.
She did. She did.
I mean, I don't know.
And she was breastfeeding that little baby.
Six. That's like, I don't want to do anything with these children.
That's in case
already potty trained and everything.
I mean, seriously.
That's when one eyeball gets sleepy. Go home. Knock, knock. Come in. Come on. I mean, you know, if you got it like that, you know what? If we had infinite
the kind of money yeah.
Mm-hmm. We would do some of the craziest stuff. I bet you we would.
Stop.
I bet you we would. We would.
The lottery ticket winner, one person, $750 million in Massachusetts. I was so mad, I didn't know what to do.
No, you should see me at work. People's coming to me. Did anybody win? Look at the screen. Don't ask me nothing else.
But look, the people that won from Food Lion.
No, she did not.
Not her. I'm talking about the other people.
Oh, the nobody don't care about them. We're talking about the 750 million.
They won
million.
A couple of millions from a food line.
The most was 2. The most was 2.
I'd have been happy with you.
Me too. Me too. But I wanted that 700. Do you know?
So you know what? I can't be mad because I don't even play it. I can't be
mad. Well, I play it all the time, and I am mad.
Do you quick pick or do you pick your number sometimes?
No, I just because they say it's better to let the machine
she
do
her
it.
Numbers.
She picked birthdays of her family members.
Pick your number.
I was so mad. 6. I didn't know what to do.
You know, because like my son's birthday is in June.
Oh, that's good. We should.
I had 6. These are my numbers, just in case anybody listens.
Don't do that because somebody might do it and then win. I'm
gonna cut them. I'm gonna find
How
it.
You gonna know?
I'm gonna
How you gonna know?
Because when they post them on TV, I'm gonna cut them. Look, you got to think about these numbers. I do 6, 20, 18.
I think the birthdays. So you would do 15.
Yes, 15 is my number.
Yeah.
But 18, I just couldn't wait till I get 18 so I can leave the house. Like, that is my lucky number. All my, everything is 18. Because, you know, somebody had told me one time, I thought I could run away from home when I was 16, but somebody schooled me and told me I can be brought back.
You sure can.
No.
I had to change.
At what age?
Not at 16.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Yeah, but I still didn't have no car then, so the plan.
Wait a minute, what was so bad?
No car and no
job.
No car and
no
job.
I had a wonderful child life, but I just had you were strict. I mean, I appreciate you now because most of, like, our friends and stuff is on drugs and got all these problems, and I cherish the type of mother you was, but then I wanted to run the streets. I wanted to be a hooligan in the streets with everybody else.
One went to drinking and one went to hoeing. We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us.
Don't believe in that's just what I'm giving.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. So, parents, listen up. You have got to start paying attention to your children's online activity. More parents are speaking out about their children being approached online by predators. A lot of these apps and video games are allowing these children to chat with other people. And this one father said that his daughter showed him her tablet and someone was asking her to take off her shirt
and, she was in
and take pictures yeah. and send the pictures to him.
Go in the closet and do it.
I mean, it's crazy. See, my nephew.
Did they do it?
No, she didn't do it. She showed her dad. And they set the guy up. They pretended like it was her responding back, and they actually got him.
But, oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But they did the IP address on the computer and found out who he was. I have a nephew, and my nephew is crazed. He is crazed with video games. And so, you know, I remember this one week he was out. I think because my nephew goes to a year-round school, and so when regular school people are in school, he's actually out of school sometimes. And so I remember 7:30 in the morning, he's up playing video games and talking to someone online. And I said to myself, I said, wait a minute now. A normal 10-year-old child would be in school by now. Mm-hmm. And certainly getting ready to go. Like, who can be online playing video games at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning? I knew it had to be an adult. And I remember, like, sometimes when I would come in the room, he would say, he'd get quiet. And, like, I heard him one time say, oh, that's my uncle. And I was like, no, get off of it now. Because I am convinced, I am really convinced that he was talking to adult men.
Mm-hmm. But you got to think about it. Adult men love video games.
Yeah, but why are you playing with a 9-year-old child?
Competitive.
Mm-mm.
Competitive.
I don't think so. I think something's up with that.
Predator.
Right. That's exactly what it was. But, you know, parents, you have to start paying attention. You got to start snooping.
But you know what the problem is? Half the time, you don't even know how to work this stuff to even snoop and check up on
them. Then you know
what?
I would cut it off. If I don't know how to work it, you don't know how to play it. So cut it off.
Because, like I don't have an Instagram page. I don't have like, all this stuff. So I remember when I get my daughter phone, I sign on, do this. and I'm trying to snoop, but I got to get her to get me to what I'm trying to look at.
That
and then
true.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
But at least she knows that you're going to be, you know, it's a possibility
oh,
that
yeah,
you're
going to
be
on it.
You know, but, you know, a lot of parents just kind of leave their kid alone. You know, you just, hey, you're out of my hair. You're on these video games. You're on these apps. You know, get, you know, hey.
Yeah,
but you got to watch
it.
You got to be careful.
You
really do?
Like I'm glad I didn't have to go through
my
any
daughter,
of that.
My daughter's uncle, like, we'll be sitting around out the blue. When my daughter come down, he be like, that picture you just put up there, take it off. Like, because he follows her. And I don't even know nothing about it. But she don't say a word. She go through that phone. Like, she'll have a
see, what kind of picture is this? You need to be looking to see.
But I don't know
do
how
a,
to get
do
up
a fake
there.
Do a fake page. Put you a little girl face.
I don't even know how to do a real page.
Do your profile.
why I gotta look like that?
I don't know why you gotta look like that. But, you know, and then friend her.
And it'd see. Be, like, for the most part, because I go on his page and he'll show me. For the most part, it'd be innocent stuff. But, like,
it ain't nothing but posing.
If she do a picture and her tongue hanging out.
Yeah, but some of these men, you know, you gotta be careful. And it's a shame now that you have to be, you know, diligent like that. But. You do, because these predators, they're not stopping.
Yeah. Today's world is crazy.
They are not stopping. So, y'all know I am a fan of Greenleaf.
You know what? I'm not talking to you right now. It's been on for 3 weeks, and you haven't like, the following week, girl, let me tell you what happened. You ain't said nothing.
Oh, you know he don't do that.
Yes, we do.
Quincy?
Because we do that on Queen Sugar. Oh, you remember this? He ain't said nothing.
First of all, I didn't know you watch Greenleaf.
You got to be. Really?
And Andy Hootie. So, last week, you know the sister-in-law, you know the little short-haired sister-in-law? Mm. I don't like her. I don't like
because
her at
she's
all.
She's trying to make her husband have kahunas.
She has way too much mouth.
And
she's
that's
got
good.
Two,
that's straighten
no,
that
no,
husband
no,
out.
No, no, no. Straighten your husband out. But here's what I'm talking about. And here's how I feel. After, as an in-law, okay, you're not blood to the family. You know, you're not.
But
you're
you
only,
got children.
You're only, but your children are blood. You're not. As an in-law, okay, to me, there are things that you may say to your spouse in your home, in your bed or whatever, about what's going on, but you don't necessarily say it to the family. You know what I mean?
It depends. Okay. If your husband don't speak up, because he's a little boy. He's walking in his daddy's shadows here, like he don't got his own voice.
See, I don't think he's a little boy. I don't think he's
trying to prove himself.
It's not Caleb, is it?
He's trying to prove himself.
What's his name? Isn't
it
Caleb?
I can't remember his name. I ain't seen him in 3 weeks. I can't remember his name.
but here's the thing. Personally, to me, what you should do is talk to your spouse at home. Give your spouse, you know, but this is how I think about it. Let him or her then bring it to the family. Like this lady, like how she talks to Grace. She talks to Grace and belittles Grace in front of the family.
Who is Grace? The sister.
Grace is the star of the show. Ain't her name Grace? Yeah. Grace Greenleaf. Ain't it Grace?
I don't know.
I think it's Grace. Yeah. The one that just killed. Oh, I can't tell.
Yeah.
You didn't see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But.
Oh, you don't know that.
The last episode is when she stabbed him on the floor.
Okay. But that was just last week.
No, that was week before last.
It might have been week before last.
She killed him.
I seen the last one and it went off.
Right. Oh, so you missed three episodes.
You gotta go back.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is the way she talks to her, the what you put this family through, I'd have told her, wait a minute. You're not even a part of this. You married into it, but you're not you're a green leaf in name only.
Okay, but you know what?
And with the swipe of a pen, your name will be green leaf will be taken away from
you.
Yeah,
but you know what? Evidently her husband has talked
again,
to her.
That's okay. But that's what I'm saying. What you talk about with your spouse in the privacy of your home, you do not come as an in-law to the family and act like you're blood.
It depends. So if I was married to someone that I felt was a strong individual within our household and to other people, and then when it comes to his family, he weak, I'm going to speak for
mine.
His
name is Jacob. That's his name.
I'm going to speak for mine. And he doesn't. He doesn't speak up until he get angry. So maybe she needs to be that kick in his butt for you to say, well, you stand. If you want me to shut up, then you stand up.
Keep kick him in the butt at home. But see, if I was Grace, she'd have been put in her place a long time ago. Because Wednesday night, she told her, yeah, all the stuff you put this family through, how dare you come and say that. And this is in front of the mama and the daddy. This is in front of the mama and the daddy.
But look at how the family talked to Grace, especially that mama.
I'd have picked up my fork and clocked her in the head with it. You know, I mean, I just, to me personally, you know, because y'all know my brother had a girlfriend that I thought had too much mouth too. Mm-hmm. You weren't even married. Mm-hmm. So you were really never a part of the family.
Really irrelevant. But irrelevant.
But she felt that she could come confront family members.
Certain ones.
Well, true, certain ones. Mm-hmm. She felt that she could just say whatever, call family members on the phone. Did you say? Really?
Do you remember the family member that made a U-turn in the middle of the road?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
That was
do.
That last conversation. Oh, hold on. Right around the corner, turning back around.
I do remember that.
Do you hear me now?
But that's what I'm saying. It's just like, to me, sometimes you just need to
stay in your place.
Stay in your place.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the way I feel about it. When you can get an outsider to talk about your family member, and I mean talk like, okay, I got the right to talk, a family member is talking to that person.
And that's fine if that's your spouse. But what I'm saying is keep your conversations in your marriage, in your house.
It's not her place to
discuss. Exactly. And if she wants to say, well, such and so, to him, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Voice your opinion to your husband.
Well, see, she feels like he doesn't have a voice.
Then she needs to be quiet because Grace needs to clock her in her eye.
You're so violent.
I'm just saying.
You have been very aggressive lately.
All I'm saying is that I just think that that's disrespectful. Like, there is no way that if I was married, I would go into somebody's family and act like I'm, you know, well, how dare you? Really? In front of the family? They might jump me.
Well, that's the way
it depends if they come
from me. That's the way your brother's
somebody might jump me.
But you know what? It depends on how they come for you. Because just because I'm his wife and I'm not blood, you're not going to talk to me sideways either. If you want respect,
but
you better get it.
But she never talks to her. She always comes out of her mouth wrong to Grace.
Because
Grace
she's just mad about her own personal living situation with her husband.
Well, don't take it out on me. All I'm saying.
She needs an outlet.
She better get a boxing bag or something. Because we would, and then I could see the way Grace looks at her. I would just have a problem with it.
Well, see, Grace feel like she herself is wrong about something. That's why she didn't come back at her.
Grace doesn't really like conflict, I think.
Well, Grace need to get it together.
Grace doesn't really like conflict.
It ain't stopping her from being a thought sometimes.
Grace is not a thought. How dare you? How dare you say Grace is a thought?
She done thought it these last two
seasons. Done thought it with two different men.
No, she has not.
Oh, my God.
One she did. She has not slept with old boy, the reporter. She has not slept with him. When she spent the night.
You said she haven't slept with Rick Fox.
She has not slept with Rick Fox.
What they do?
She slept in his bed and he slept on the couch.
I've seen them laying down together.
You might have saw them lay down together, but they have not. She slept with the security guy.
Yeah. Just because people lay down together doesn't mean that they are having sexual contact. Some people just like to be held and cuddled.
Hush, Billie Jean Clinton.
Okay? It doesn't mean.
Who is Billie Jean Clinton?
Bill Clinton, the man.
Oh,
it doesn't mean. That it has to go
that
to that
true,
extent.
Though. I will say that
I like
that is
to be
true.
Held. I like to be cuddled.
But you know what? That is right, though, because I had a friend that.
Look. Now she
ain't telling it, though.
Now the truth want to come out.
Yeah, but we never, you know.
Yeah, that's what you say. Look, I got the friend. I bet you got the friend.
What is going on today?
I don't know what's going on.
We just lay together.
Friend.
In quotations, yeah. Friend.
What you supposed to be waiting to as hell? What you think you, Angela Bassett and Wesley?
Oh, yeah. That's true. And can we talk about being Mary Jane mama? Sleeping around with the,
I think that child, I think.
The oldest child.
Either it's Mary Jane. No, this is 40 years ago.
It's got to be the oldest son.
Yeah.
But did you see him put her out?
What happened? The oldest son did what?
Who put out Fred
the husband.
Williams?
No.
No, he left. The husband
no,
left.
No, ma'am. He came downstairs with a suitcase. She said, oh, please don't go. He said, I ain't. You are. Put her out. Okay, Fred Williams. Everybody knows Fred Williams is like a blaxploitation actor.
Yeah.
And Richard Roundtree plays the father. You know, they're both in the blaxploitation, era. Uh-huh. And before she met her husband, Richard Roundtree, she was supposed to marry Fred Williams. What's his name?
Mary Jane Daddy.
Yeah, before she met Mary Jane's father, Richard Roundtree, she was going to marry, but he went off to war. Mm-hmm. And so when he went off to war, she married Richard Roundtree.
And I think she was pregnant.
Well, she's still in love with Fred.
The one that went
with
off
the
war.
Friend, yes.
Yeah, he's back.
So he's come back into the picture now. And she done went to bed when met him in his hotel.
Oh, they went to bed.
Yes.
You know, people ain't the only ones that start.
Now, I saw when she went to his hotel room, but
slept
she left.
With him. No, ma'am.
No, when she first went, she went out that door.
She went back. She went back and slept with him and told him, this is goodbye, meaning this is your goodbye.
Sometimes you got to get the goodbye one out the way.
I wouldn't know. Well, the husband, Richard Roundtree, kind of knew what was happening. And he basically told her, I knew you were still in love with him. And he went upstairs And he came down with a suitcase. And she said, oh, no, don't leave. He said, I ain't, you are.
He put her out.
So he put her out the door.
Well, you know, I heard that Suge had a whole lot of different baby daddies.
Her legs like baseball bats. But yeah, so yeah, that's what happened.
Oh my God.
I mean, how you gonna be 70 years old hoeing around?
Stella done messed it up for everybody.
A 70-year-old hoe.
Everybody you go. That's all right. You go, girl.
Can't find
you
a Winston.
You would say
that's
that
all right.
Winston.
We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. We found out that Miss C used to eat dirt.
Red clay dirt
when she was little. I don't know what to say about
it.
I think
I was an adult.
Oh, that's worse.
So you knew you were eating dirt.
Yes, I knew it. It used to be Argo starch. I think they still sell
Argo
starch.
Argo starch.
Yeah, we used to eat that. And mostly pregnant women.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But let's get into this. So, new details in the R. Kelly saga. Jerhonda Johnson said that she was 16 years old when she started having sex with R. Kelly. She said that she was one of the women that's in that sexual harem that they say, the cult, whatever it is they're saying he has. Mm-hmm. She said that she was one of the women
in that cult.
Now she's 24.
Well, tell her to shut up.
Well, no, she's not in it now. She's married now, and she has 3 children at 24.
R. Kelly's?
Well,
no, he got a lot didn't of say, children.
Well, I would imagine.
He does. His wife, remember?
Well, I would imagine that he would have a lot of children. But she says that she was a sophomore in high school when she started having sex with R. Kelly. And she said that she believes about the women that, you know, these women that are coming out about, you know, this sexual cult
or
whatever.
Well, how long did she stay
in? So he's brainwashing them.
Well, she's saying that he was physically and emotionally abusive.
Yeah, you can see that.
Which is what these women are saying. You know, they can't go in certain rooms, you know, they can't, you know.
They have to wear jogging pants.
Huh?
But they still there.
Well, I don't know.
That's where the cult come in at.
Right. She says, Jerhonda says, that she was paid to sign a non-disclosure agreement, meaning she would not talk about her time with R. Kelly, which, of course, she's breaking now.
Oh, so she was paid to be a thought.
That's basically what she's saying. She says she was paid to sign this non-disclosure agreement and to keep her mouth closed.
But she's breaking it now. Can he sue her?
Absolutely, probably. But
yeah,
she signed. But he probably won't, because they might think,
Well, they're already thinking anyway.
What you suing her for?
If she signed that non-disclosure agreement, he needs to sue her. They already
well,
think
if
they
she
think.
Signed that, that's proof of what everybody's saying.
People around her are saying these close to her. Probably girls, she probably tell. Because come on now, 16-year-old having sex with a major star like R. Kelly, she's going to tell somebody.
Major star, but I believe he's a little bitty boy man.
Well, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know about him being a little bitty boy man.
It has to be some type of a problem. The reason why he needs a child.
Yeah.
He's a little bitty boy man. He's a little bitty boy
man. If it's true. Mm-hmm. Now, most of the women in this cult are 18 years old. So you can't, you know, he can't be charged for statutory rape or anything because most of them are 18.
So any minors?
Well, she says she was one. Now, his reps have come out and said she's a liar.
I believe she is.
They have come out and basically said you're lying.
Later.
Yeah.
You're
see,
lying.
See, that's what I have a problem with. You know.
Well, happening. She's already breaking the agreement if she signed that. If
she
she's talking
broke
about
the agreement
it now,
when she was 21. She could have broke the agreement when she
was
18.
But let me tell you something. 18 years old, to me,
you know better.
It's still you being a minor because your mind is not fully developed until you're 21 years old.
That's not true.
Yes, it
I
is.
Was
yes,
very,
it is.
Very.
That had nothing to do with maturity.
Mature.
I was too at 18.
At 18. I was
yeah,
very
were.
Mature.
And
at
you were.
15. I was, yeah. You know, so it's not, you can't put that. That age and label on certain people.
Well, that's what the doctors
well,
say.
It is true. Scientists say that your brain is not fully developed until you are 25.
That's, well, I
25 years old. That's when your brain is fully developed. But
what about these
you
young
know the,
geniuses?
You, well, hey. But here's my thing. You know right from wrong.
Exactly.
You know you shouldn't be, if you are 16 years old, you know that you should not be having sexual intercourse with a grown
exactly.
man.
If you're 13, you know
yes,
not to be having
yes,
sex with
well,
a grown
that is true.
Man.
That is true.
And let me tell you this, you still don't know because that's learned behavior.
No.
Or whatever.
You know right from wrong.
No.
You know
right from wrong.
Yeah,
at
but
16.
How do you know that's right or wrong at age 13?
Because
y'all
you have
saying.
Parents that are there to
but
guide
you. But it depends
you.
On what the parents say and what the parents are doing.
Are you trying to tell me that a 13-year-old doesn't know right from wrong?
It depends on
how
she,
me
how
at
13, they were brought up.
I didn't know.
Right from you wrong? You knew because of the way you were brought up.
Well,
exactly. I told mm-hmm, you. Mm-hmm. I told
so
you.
So all these,
but it depends
all these,
on,
all these women just won't brought up the right way.
Right.
I think they. Right. I think that they see money. They see that they can get taken care of. And they're 18, you know, except in, you know, this is true. This one 16-year-old. But look, if you're 18 years old, the law says you're grown. So
ain't
you can go
wrong
have, you know.
With being a paid thot. Now, when you get this, you know, when people get to find out about it, that's something different. But you got to think about it. Before R. Kelly, you're giving it up for free.
Yeah.
You're giving it up for McDonald's
probably,
meals.
Probably, they probably were.
A
they
movie.
Probably were. I'm not saying, you know, and we never want to victimize
well, that's
the
why
victim.
I say. It depends on how they were brought
because
up.
Here's the thing, R. Kelly is the adult here.
But how are they victims if some are reaching out saying, I'm here because I want to be? He's not holding
well,
me against my will.
Well, I'm saying
well, see,
if they're
in
underage.
Love with the name of R. Kelly because
okay.
of who he's supposed
and they're
to
in
be.
Love with the, and
yeah.
the money.
So they yeah. choose to
well,
be
I
there.
Think, I don't think they're all that's getting true. Money. I think they're getting the promise of we're going to help your career.
Ain't,
not all of
you're
them.
Not going to keep promising me and 5 years later I'm still laying on my back with nothing. So no. People, everything is cool. That's just like somebody having sex with somebody that they don't supposed to, and it isn't until someone find out where you want to scream rape.
Right.
But before,
exactly.
we're good
exactly.
until it gets out.
Exactly.
Now all of a sudden I raped you. No.
That's the truth.
No. And you know what? This system is just so messed up. Now, I believe it's people that really go through stuff that and that they are telling the truth, but just because women feel like they can just say rape,
yes,
they do it.
Yes,
but let me tell you, some men are being yes. raped too now.
But that's true too. It's,
there are,
it's not,
but we're not talking about them
right
now.
It's not talking.
We're talking about these women.
It is true
that are using a cover up for their activities, their extracurricular activities
for their
hoishness.
Doing.
Yes,
for their thoughtness.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's true.
I have to confess.
It is true.
You guys ready?
Confess what?
I have to confess. I have to get this out of my
soul. Confession is good for the soul.
It
relax,
is.
Relate, relieve.
Look, it's not until you get caught where you want to admit stuff, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As long
yeah.
as you can get away with it, it will be
well, some
buried
people get caught
your
still
soul.
Lie.
I got caught one time.
What did you get caught doing?
I was in a relationship.
Are you talking about with
I
T?
See.
Yes, I was in a committed relationship.
Not committed, you were just in a relationship.
No, I was committed.
They were living together.
Up
yeah,
until
but
that
you
point.
Committed, you went when you went next door, where
but
was the
you,
commitment?
But you have to be a woman or a man about the situation.
To admit that you were wrong.
I got caught. And it wasn't until I got caught where I was, because this is my thing. Once you call, you call. Okay.
Right. Yeah, no need. You, right. No but, need to lie.
So
let,
yeah.
So
let, you did
so
lie.
Let's confess.
Right. Let yeah. the chips fall where
yeah.
they may.
So I was just, okay. I did it. What else is there to do at that
right,
point?
Right. Especially and, if they catch you in the, you know,
no,
red handed.
One in the act.
Oh, well.
I'm just saying I got caught through text messages.
Oh, okay.
It was on my phone. I was washing dishes.
Okay.
I couldn't snatch my phone. It was nothing I could do at that point. Uh-huh. But I woman up about it. Right. And you know what? I said, I apologize. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you want me to say? So it's at this point, you have no reason
did
to wonder.
Did he forgive you?
He had the fool within himself.
Yeah.
But this is my thing. Once I admitted to it, right, you have no further questions. You have no further interrogations. You have nothing else to say to me at this point. I have admitted to doing what you have accused me of. Where do we go from there? You know?
Right, yeah.
If it was me, you would bust me outside my head. Okay. Because you would still be lying. That's why you would be leaking right. from your head.
Right,
but
right.
I'm telling you the truth.
That ain't right.
I'm wrong. What do you want to do? We stand together or you leaving?
Right.
You know, he took it as me being heartless, but I admitted to it.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? What do you want to do?
That's really all it is. Right.
You know, right. Now, if I would have never got caught, would I have still been doing the things that I was doing?
Would you have?
Yes. Yes, I would have. Because I was at a point in my life where I was tired. I was tired.
You was tired of him?
I was tired of him, and
he
wouldn't
leave. Well, then y'all should have been broken up long
time. He wouldn't leave.
Well, I can't say that because I'm about
he
like
would
that,
not
you know?
Leave. So I was at a point in my life where I'm going to do me. Like, you're doing you. And the only difference was, when I do me, I'm going to do me. Like,
you're going to do it up.
I'm going to do it up.
Oh, so you like your brother, Tony.
You're going to do you.
I'm going to do it up.
You're going to
get me. You know,
believe it.
And you know, it was a point. It was a time when I knew I was like Friday came, kids was gone. I see you on Sunday.
And you would tell him that?
Yes. It was at a point he had. Sometimes when relationships go so wrong and you can't recover from the scars and stuff, I was at a point where I was very open.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Okay, so apparently, what you're saying is that he had cheated so many times. He had cheated so many times. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So now you say that you then said, okay, you know what? We can't go back to where we were. I'm just going to do what I do.
But he had cheated so many times, but you were still together.
But this is the thing.
But did that make you feel better?
In the moment, I felt fantabulous.
Why? Why did you feel?
Because sometimes you got to show people what they do to you. You know how sometimes things happen, and unless it actually happened to the other person, they act like they don't understand.
Well, you know, I messed up. It was me. My bad.
Okay, let me show you. Let me show you what you're doing to me. And then when the reality hit.
That's out of order. Two wrongs don't make a right.
It doesn't. But the only difference was he was creeping. I was in the open. Mm-hmm. So you had time to leave. When you wanted to leave, you could have left.
Well, you were creeping when he found the text messages.
No, but at that moment. But he knew that I was leaving. Mm-hmm. Like, he knew on Friday when the kids was gone, I'd be home Sunday. Mm-hmm. You can be here when I get home, or you don't have
so
to be.
So why did you not just why didn't y'all just break up?
With her house.
I don't understand that.
Well, at this point, like you said, yes, it was my home.
So why not just tell him, get out?
I did. He wouldn't leave. It was just one of the moments where he just.
You mean you didn't want him to leave? Because you could have got him out.
I didn't care at that point. Mm-hmm. So it was at a point where he was just like, he wanted to show me everything that he should have been showing me then. But I was at a point in my life where I remember, I would never forget this day. I was walking out the door, had my bags packed. I'll be back on Sunday. And he dropped down crying on his knees.
My mama said, watch the men cry.
And he wrapped around my legs. And he was just like, babe, don't go.
Did you go?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Got that from your daddy.
Because because why now? Why am I so important in your life now? You know, and.
But did you but want to stay?
I didn't. At that point, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I looked at him. I was like, you finish. I'll be back. You know, I mean,
that's hard.
His friend, but you hardened me like that. I love this man for 6 years straight. No, even when I caught him cheating, no stepping out of nothing. Just showing him, like, I'm going to love you. You know, maybe you ain't get it from your mom. I know he ain't get it from his mom. I know you ain't get it from your family. But I'm going to show you what real love is like. So these 6 years and you steady getting caught and stuff, and I'm standing strong just trying to show you what real love is.
But why was he cheating?
Some people are just, it's an ego thing. Yeah. Some people just mm-hmm. do it because they feel like they can.
Right.
Now we sat down and had a heart-to-heart talk one day, and we got everything out in the open. And my one question was like, why did you do it? And his one real question out of the 8 years we was together, he said, because I felt like I can get away with it. That was the realest, truest, most honest answer he had ever given me. And I wasn't mad. This wasn't a time to, like, to fuss and fight. Like, we listened. We told stories. And I know we told stories to each other that hurt. But it was like our relationship was so much better after that.
I wish we had more time to continue this discussion, but we got to get out of here. We thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Maybe we'll continue it next week. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Bye, y'all. See ya.